Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, so hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, and your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcast with ease to build visibility and authority and attract leads and clients easily and simply by giving value and being yourself. So skip that overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, on to your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Alma Torelli, a money mindset mentor and seasoned accountant who helps entrepreneurs and small business owners to break through financial barriers by combining practical tax expertise and spiritual wisdom. So through her transformative approach that blends 22 years of accounting experience with Akashic records and readings, Alma guides clients to overcome their money ceilings while optimizing their tax strategies and business growth. Now, Alma's unique blend of practical financial knowledge with energy work exemplifies the power of addressing both practical and spiritual sides of wealth creation. And as a former Canada Revenue Agency insider turned abundance mentor, she's helping entrepreneurs rewrite their money stories and step into their full financial potential. I love this. Alma, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. So can you just expand a touch more on where you are today with your business and who is it that you love to work with?
You mentioned I've been in accounting for 22 years. I started money mindset mentoring the last 2-3 years after COVID, and I help small business owners and entrepreneurs to remove their money blocks, reframe their mindset about money, and also to break the ceiling of the financial level that they are. 95% of small businesses are destined to die. And I'm so sorry if I sound so tragic, but unless they grow, the small businesses, they tend to, you know, be in the market for 5-6 years and then they sell the business. Unless you grow, you are going to remain small or die the business. So I'm very passionate helping businesses to break that ceiling. And what I've noticed with my client, mostly they are mental blocks, you know, like perfectionism, I don't have enough time, I don't know what to do. And I have some clients that are very skilled and talented, and yet because of the blocks, they feel lost. So that's where I come and help. I help them with strategies about taxes, reframing their mindset around money, but also Akashic Record is something that I'm passionate doing, and I go into the energetic blocks with them. And so I am passionate about this work because it is aligned with my purpose, you know, and it also gives me the freedom to do what I love to do.
What I love about this is the combination, that spiritual essence, the that you can't see the other side of this, alongside the very physical, the very real tax, numbers, money. So oftentimes we can look at one or the other. So tell me what it's like for your clients as you kind of blend these two worlds together, because they're both super relevant.
I will tell you that we have a money thermostat inside us. So most of my clients, they are hooked on that level. And so when they come, they think that it is all about money, and it is not about money. And success is not only about numbers. And I cannot emphasize this enough, that abundance is not only about the money. If you are, let's say, programmed to have $50,000 or $60,000 a year, and you want to make $1 million, it will not happen. Even if it happened by accident, let's say you win a lottery, you'd lose that money, you'd have an accident, you'd have something else. Energetically, you have to, yes, you have to be aligned energetically with what you're looking. And usually abundance is not only about the money, it is health, it is family, it is a circle. Abundance to me is a circle. It's not only one direction. Most of people think that it's only one direction. I want to make money, I want to make money, and they lose other things on the way. And so that's what I really want to emphasize, this fact that success is not about the numbers. It is like a circle. It's an empowerment around you. It's money, it's family, it's relationship, it's work, it's a combination of all. It's not only about, but we, the old paradigm, we see money, money, or we only see the cars, the watches, the fancy thing, the Hollywood that have done such a big mess for us, you know, and then we want that, but it is not that. It is the fulfillment. Success or the money is the fulfillment that you feel within you. It's not only having the cash, especially now we don't even see the cash anyways, but you know, it is a combination, it is a circle, it is a circle of empowerment around you.
So it sounds like abundance is all about energy, and you said the beautiful word alignment. I mean, I love that word. We have to be so aligned. We feel when we're out of alignment. When we're out of alignment, it's a struggle. Things are hard. Things are heavy. Things don't work. But as entrepreneurs, sometimes we press, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. We do the same with our relationships, with our family, even with our health. Push through, push through, push through, rather than find that ease, find that flow. It's like swimming upstream. If we swim with the current, now it's so much easier, so much more fun, so much lighter. So can you expand a bit more on the, if money is what you said, it right, we don't see it, it's just energy. So if everything is just energy, how, or actually let's go for your clients, what are the mistakes that you see time and time again with your clients regarding this energy and this alignment?
While we were talking, I can actually check the words. So you said the word hustle. Actually, this is one of my least favorite words right now, because every entrepreneur, they want to hustle. And especially for women entrepreneurs, I told you that I'm into the energy. The feminine energy does not like the word hustle. And so they burned out very quickly. The hustle is more of quality of a man. They hustle, right? They work hard and they're leading into the action. For a woman to hustle a lot, she'll burn out faster. So I wanted to add that. Now, coming back to that alignment, most of my clients, and in general, our society sees the money as everything. And I'm not saying it's not important. Please understand. I'm not saying that money is not important. Money, actually, it is important for you, but it is a tool. In the moment that you see that as a tool, you lose the grip. So suppose that this is the money and you're holding it too tight. The moment you see that tool, you lose a little bit the grip, and it would be easier for you to reach whatever you need. So if you see it as a tool and not as a stressor, don't make everything about the money. Deep down, most of the people, when they say money, what they're looking is security. They're not secure, because the money creates you shelter. The money creates you the vacation that you want to do. My daughter is going to the university. So what they're looking basically is security. Once you have the security, I'm sorry to interrupt you, you're looking then for the next level, which is the freedom. Money creates you freedom. But in the beginning, I want to say that money is a tool. Consider it as a tool. Your energy is your currency. You don't leave your power to the money. Do not put your self-worth to money only. So if you have money today, you're a good person. And if you don't have money tomorrow, you're a bad person. No, it doesn't work like that. Right? So your energy is your currency. Money is a tool that makes you, of course, bring good things in your life. You know, you want to expand. Number one challenge that I've noticed with my clients, see, growing up, we had contradicting beliefs around money. My family is like, go to university so you can get a job and you can make money. But on the other side, rich people are corrupt. You'll be a bad person if you have money. Okay, so growing up in this contradiction, you cannot go far because the mind dealing with old paradigm is confused. So what is it now? Do you need the money or you don't need the money? Are you working for money or are you not working for money? You're working all your life for money, but are you taking the money when you go from this world? No, you're not. You see, so we're living. So the moment that the client sees the money as a tool, it is that stressor that you put on money. That's why I become so passionate about that is a tool. You see, what does your soul want to experience in this life? What do you want to do? What do you think you can have impact on other people, right? So working hard is one of the biggest limiting beliefs that I noticed. My father worked all his life. We still were poor. I come from a very poor country. I grew up under a communism system. And my father worked hard. My mom worked hard. My husband, me, work hard. And in the end, we had nothing. Why? Because we were so tight on that. Working hard, it doesn't make money. Working smart makes money, right? And again, it comes from the contradicting beliefs from us. Yes, you want to work hard for money, but then if you have money, is evil. So make up your mind. Which one is it? The other one I want to say, that this is the last one, and then I'll see if you have anything to add to that, is that, see, most of the entrepreneurs, small business or entrepreneurs, cannot get through the fact that money will make you become a bad person if you have a lot. If you become a billionaire, can you handle becoming a billionaire? I'm asking you, can you handle becoming a billionaire? Maybe the blocks in you say, I'm not going to be the same person if I become a millionaire. So money is an amplifier. If you're a good person, you do great things. If you're not a good person, you do bad things, period. So to all entrepreneurs, I say, consider money as an extension of yourself. If you're a good person, you would open schools, you'll build hospitals, you'll hire other people, you'll do great things. So it's nothing wrong with that, because people, they want money, but they're afraid to go to that level. I mentioned that even before, I think there was an experiment done before. They gave to a homeless person, and again, I don't judge anyone, $1 million. Within 2 months, he lost the money. Why? Because the brain was not wired for $2 million. And so it come to that, you have a thermostat when you come to abundance. You have a and money, especially, you have a thermostat. So breaking that with a little bit of ease, that's the whole point of my work. Coming back to the alignment, I want to emphasize this without looking woo-woo. We have a physical
body.
Oh,
be as woo as you want. We love that side.
We have a physical body, a mental body, an emotional body, an energetic body in ourselves. So when I mean alignment, is aligning all these bodies within you. If you have, you know, a great physical health right now, but your mind has a different agenda, you would follow the mind. It's simple as that. You have decided that you would give up the cake. Sure, you do that. And then the mind said, okay, one more piece. Why you didn't stay without the cake? Because the body followed your mind. So again, you have four different bodies in you: the physical, mental, energetic, emotional. If you align all of them, that's what I mean by alignment. It's not only one aspect. It's not only going to the gym and then being rude, let's say, to your wife or to your friends. You have to be aligned with all of them. That's what I mean by alignment. And then when it comes to the physical aspect, I mean, this is the biggest thing. And I'm glad that you have this podcast, because I think taking care of yourself is number one. Like, your energy is your currency. Take care of your own body, and then everything else will follow.
You said that twice now. Your energy is your currency. And I love that because I think that came from the first time you said it was regarding the safety and security. As entrepreneurs, maybe we know it, maybe we don't. We are seeking this safety and security and we think that money will give it. And I've had this journey where I didn't have enough money and I didn't feel safe or secure. And then I had money. I was like, ah, now just put this in different investment pots and different that because I didn't feel safe and secure. Realizing afterwards, once I entered my evolution, if you will, of I'm seeking safety and security. Nothing externally can give me that. It has to be from within. And then if I can find that safety and security by having money, by not having money, in that moment, back to your words, your energy is your currency. So if my energy is, Mark, I am safe and I am secure. Regardless of anything external, political, financial, from that place, oof, the possibilities are huge because there's the energy that you give off. That's the words that you say, the actions that you take. So tell me about once your clients understand this, they get their four bodies in alignment. Once they understand their maybe their triggers and their energy, what do you selfishly, what do you love to see happen with your clients?
You know, it is very interesting because right after I connected with you, I received, and I get goosebumps, I received an email that says that how impactful, Mr. Ali, the meeting that I had with you was very impactful, and this is what happened. There is nothing else that gives me so much joy in my work than seeing the transformation in my clients. So I had a client 2 days ago we met. She's in debt. She's leaving her corporate job. 25 years in corporate jobs. So she's leaving that security that we're talking about. So she's freaking out. And she's in debt, lots of debt. And now she wants to come out of debt. So we talked about strategies, how to come out of debt, how to look for other opportunities. And then today I received the email saying how impactful was the meeting, and I already got a job. You know, like working for someone. She wanted to be an entrepreneur by working for someone, but she got an offer. And my heart, I tell you, it like seeing the transformation, it is so wonderful. Even if one person says that, I'm like, I'm so happy. And it is the process that I go with clients is gentle, and I explain all this, and in the same time, I keep them in the vibration. I told her I will not. I don't expect you to come next time on crying about the same issue. We're going to do this, and I give a 30-day action step plan, and we go through this, and it gives me so much joy when I see the transformation on my clients. And again, I do it not only from the taxes and accounting perspective. I do it energetically. I see her. I do not see her in a lower vibration. I know that next time she'll call, she'll say, "Oh my gosh, this is what happened to me. I expect that to happen to me." I create the image for my client. You see, I hold them in that vibration.
So you almost create that place, that space, that persona for them that they're just going to magnetically become that
That's right.
person. So you have the what we say with our clients, you can borrow our confidence and belief in you until you have it for yourself. So you hold the space of who they're going to become, how they're going to feel. And if you want to go full woo, you're creating that. That is true. That is real. They are just then drawn to that. They are both real at the same time. So that.
She's gonna lend you something. Most of people, she's like, "Oh my God, I am so terrified." Okay, you have, security, finance, a little bit of financial support. You can do this. You have so many skills and talent. What are you afraid of? Like, Mark, let's be honest. Even a dog is able to eat. Are you afraid that you're gonna starve in this society? Like, even a dog is able to eat. Like, even an animal. What are you afraid? We're living in a society that has a tremendous amount of abundance of food, of energy, like everything. I grew up so poor that, and still here I am. You know, that's why I'm like, what is the fear that you have? Now I talk because I overcome that, right? Like, it's me. Even if I have $100,000 in debt, it is me again. I'm not gonna die. My energy body, my soul is determined to reach into a certain point. Can you give up your life right now? You can't. It is given to you. So just try your best. Don't be scared that you're not going to have anything to eat. If you are feeling in that place that you know your purpose, you're not going to starve. The business might go up and down. Your energy should not be like that. Oh my God, this is happening. It's the end of the world. No. You start again. You wake up tomorrow and say, what can I do today? It might take only one meeting to change your life. It might take one client to change your life. Like, we don't know the purpose. That's what I'm saying. We want to know the purpose, but we don't know why are we here till we discover it. So my point is, don't live in fear. Don't live in fear. If an animal is able to eat, you are able to eat. But I'm talking about extreme cases because they
But
come.
let's put logic into this, because that's a great point. But as human beings, as entrepreneurs, we've normalized this higher level of stress, of worry, whereas other animals, they go through this stress, this worry, they shake it off. You see that the shaking technique for a lot of animals, shake it off,
That's
reset
right.
your system, and off you go. But us, we've been conditioned to continue this stress, continue this worry, continue this, which is now, and we've normalized that. So I think part of the work that you do is it
That's
sounds like
right.
it's all about the how you manage yourself in these good, bad, or perceived good, perceived bad. They're just moments. So to manage yourself, to manage your vibration, to manage your energetics, if you can, if you, because this is the only thing that you can control, yourself.
Good, excellent point. Yourself, you can control yourself only. Talking about the emotional body that you mentioned, most of the people, they stay, something
Okay.
happened, stay there forever, right? So the whole idea is, how do you break the mental chatter, right? That is the whole thing. See, I have two clients exactly in the same situation, both of them bankrupt. One of them, 6 months, creating another business, become even bigger and succeed. The other one never recover. Where is the difference? It's exactly the same financial situation. Where is the difference? The mindset and the energetic body. The mindset is, no matter what happened, I will be okay. Let's keep moving forward. If you say, oh, poor me, this happened to me. I have clients that are still in their childhood trauma. And with all
So to
due
be
respect,
open and see the opportunities, is that the difference? Like they could see it, they were
that's
aware,
right.
they're in the moment.
Yes, but it's not only that. Whatever happened, it happened. It was an experience. What is coming next? But if you say, poor me, the victim mentality, right? It can be only two, the mind can afford only two states, the victim or the victorious. Which one are you? Every day, ask yourself,
Ooh.
which one do you want to be? You want to be the victim? Fine. I tell you my story. This is my victim, me. I grew up without my mother and my father. I grew up in deportation. I have a mother wound and a father wound. I came from a communism. I was not able to eat. This is my victim story. I carry that for decades with me, right? And then the victor story, okay, whatever happened to me, I healed myself. Let's move forward. Let's look at the positive. What is coming next? What is coming next? You create your life, in other words. So just being aware of the emotional pattern that you have, or the mental pattern, it makes a huge difference. I ask my daughter, she has, let's say she have a rough day, 2-3 hours later, she's still crying about that. And I love my kids, and they love me, but they know how they are, how I am right now. And I say, do you like this? Your mind like this? You want to be like this? 3 days. You want to be 4 days? Right? And they laugh with me. You can be with that. You would create a default pattern in you. Or you can say, okay, this is what happened. Even if something big happened, you can grieve for a small period, but come out of that.
It's a choice. It becomes,
Exactly.
once we know, once we realize there's a choice and have the power of it, then it's, so I
Perfect.
love that, victim or victorious. That's so
And
simply
also,
put.
yes, and the word choice, by the way, has such a high vibration potency in it. You said it, choice, and it came clear. The word choice has a very high vibration potency in everyone. If you say, I have, this is my choice. And here's what I say to some of my clients. They say, I suffer so much. I also suffer so much. And when I say, from a perspective, from a spiritual perspective, you choose the life that you're in. You choose the life that you're in. So how did I choose it? I did not choose it to go through this and to go through that. I'm saying as a spirit, when as a spirit, you come into the physical world, you say, yes, I'll go and I'll experience that. And the mind cannot wrap it. Because I suffered as a child. I'm like, how did I choose it? I always argue, or even with my mentor, I'm like, what do you mean I choose it? I did not choose that life. He said, yes, you did. And when I started saying, actually, I choose it, I'm grateful for the life I had because it taught me what I know right now. And it puts you in power. The word choice or choose, it puts you in power. You choose the life. You choose the life, you choose the family that you're in because you need to learn the lessons that the spirit want to learn, whether it's karmic or whatever it is. We don't want to go deep into the ancestral thing, but I'm just saying it. You chose the life, and that's why you're here. And the word choice, it gives you the power to be in control of your life. Okay, I chose that life before. From this moment on, I'm not going to choose that life. I'm
Okay.
going to choose something else.
Slight tangent here because you said the word choice has a high vibrations potency. So that high vibration, what other words do you see, do you feel, do you know have that high vibration to them? Because if we can pick out some of these key words, then it's like, these become a guiding light. They become the signposts that they become your decisions. So what other words stand out for you that have that high vibration?
Every person, I think, is drawn to certain things, but generally speaking, the word empower, it is an empowering word, or even something that has to do with light, radiate for me, let's say, but for everyday choice, this is a good one, victorious, that I mentioned before. It is a powerful, like the moment that you ask yourself, do you want to be a victim or victorious, you change. The word power also is powerful as a word, even though I have to explain it now that we mention it. The word power in the old paradigm meant exercising control over other people. What I mean by power is leading with your heart and creating a ripple effect with other people. So it is slightly different from the way we perceive power. Power is different. Power is living through your sole purpose and having ripple effect on other people and empowering also other people. An old paradigm was control, 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 the dictatorship and so on. So the word power is a powerful word, and empowerment also. Spiritual is a highly good word. The word best, believe it or not, best. I am best at doing that. It lifts you up right away. I tell you, the words that you think they're positive but actually have a negative outcome in you is this: I can't and I hope. So people think that hope is a good word, and if you come from a religious background in a Bible and all that, so hope is like you're looking for something in the future and you're just hoping, and you're powerless actually when you hope, right? Instead, you want to be in power. I can do this. I am this. My podcast is the best. You see the best podcast that is there, and you want to empower people. So it has expand, the word expand. You want to expand, right? The word
Well, let's go. I want to
admit.
go back to hope. I want to go back to that hope because I think that's beautifully picked out because that's got
Yeah.
the dual aspect to it. Katie, myself, when we talk about marketing, and so many entrepreneurs, we call it hope marketing, high optimism, poor execution. You hope this will work. It's I'll produce this podcast and hope I get listeners. I'll do this marketing campaign and hope people sign up. I'll do this and I hope. It's almost like karma is your
That's
CMO,
right.
your chief marketing officer. You can't rely on karma. You can have faith and belief and
That's
trust,
right.
but to be strategic. So, yeah, that hope for me is disempowering. It's giving
Absolutely.
away the power. So, I love that you brought that up.
And also the fact that you caught on it, it's very powerful for you, especially. So the word hope, that's why I emphasize it, because most people say, I hope I get clients. I hope I do this. You are being disempowered and you're hoping that someone else will do that for you. But when you're
Yeah.
empowered, you don't hope, you know that you'll have it. You know that your, let's say your podcast has a great quality, you know, it's strong. You don't hope, right? You know. It's a knowing, it's a feeling, you know it. Or I cannot do that, or I will. You bring it now. Yes, I can do it. You don't hope, you know it, right? You know that you're best at what you're offering. You know that you're best at your service, but I'm not, but you know it. You discover that in you. What is it that you know about you? Going a self-discovery journey, what is it that you know for a fact? You don't hope. Hope is something. You're hoping, you're begging for something, someone else will do it for you. So, yeah, the
Oh,
hope.
that was such a good rant. I've loved that. Look, Alma, look, thank you so much for being here and for sharing not only some amazing wisdom, some thoughts, and we're just riffing on some cool principles here, but a little bit of behind the scenes of what it's been like for you as you've grown, as you've evolved. So thank you so much for sharing.
You're very welcome, and I wish all your audience the best that they can achieve in this lifetime. And again, be abundant, check your energy, take care of yourself, and live a fulfilled life.
And make the right choices. And talking about choices, so for those people that want to know more about you and the amazing work that you do, where that's your choice. How do they find you? How do they reach out?
I am in Facebook. You can connect with me in Facebook. I have the website www.almatarelli.com. I'm in LinkedIn. And yeah, please reach out even if you have any question. I'll be more than happy to answer it.
Fantastic. Well, there you go, everyone. If you're curious or it's like, hell yes, please check it out. Go to the website, start the conversation, and enjoy it. But again, Alma, look, thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So, what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is, and we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah, so please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.